Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hills and Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like, yeah. Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I come from the school of Tupac. I'm a rhyme. You don't want to what?
Man, that's with me.
Hell, I'm not your average Negro.
Hold up. Taz, I want to ask you a question real quick.
Let's just keep it real straight shot with no chaser. I'm going to get a little bit rough.
I'm here for those who really believed in the American process. All of us.
Straight shot, no chaser. With your girl, Teslin Figaro, on the Black Effect Podcast Network.
This is Teslin Figaro with Straight Shot, No Chaser. I wanted to record some words today for the podcast and for you. Happy Easter. This is the day that we acknowledge for those in the Christian faith that acknowledge that he has risen. And I appreciate so many of you and your kind words. Yesterday, when I made a post about a funeral I was attending, and while I was at the funeral, I went by, obviously, you know, my mother's grave site, who's buried at the same place that we buried my friend yesterday, and her anniversary death, the day that she transitioned on, was March 29th. And so we had a funeral on March 30th. And so it just really, I just needed to stop by and talk to her for a moment. And I know many of you say, well, what do you mean? You can't talk to the dead. They moved on. I get all of that. But there's something about going to your loved one's resting place and being able to have a conversation. And it ties in. And again, if you're not of the Christian faith, then, you know, that's fine. But it just reminds me how Mary Magdalene went by the tomb, even though they said that Christ was dead, even though they said he had no more life, even though they said there was nothing else that could be done. She still found it valuable and important to go by the tomb to be able to talk to her Lord. Amen. So both of my parents are deceased. I don't have living brothers or sisters. I do call two of my best friends, my sisters, because they've been my best friends since 10. But I am an only child. So there is something about when pretty much the majority of my family literally has transitioned on. I have a handful of immediate family left. And I really just wanted to have a conversation with her and ask her, you know, what would my mom tell me? I am not one that suffers with anxiety to the point where I have to have therapy or medication or any of those things. There are times, you know, where you worry about things for sure. And I have not, I've been blessed to not have to suffer with depression. I have many friends that do that need medication, that constantly have racing thoughts, you know, in their mind about how they're not good enough and how they could be better and what they're not doing right. And, you know, there's so many friends that have made me aware of what anxiety and depression is, because I was just raised by a woman, and maybe that suppressed it. I don't know. But my mother's favorite thing to say was, be anxious for nothing. And I wanted to share that with you. And I didn't understand it growing up, but that was her favorite passage to say, be anxious for nothing. She would say, the Bible says, be anxious for nothing. She had the level of faith that I was able to witness her and my grandmother, that just would not make sense to most people. The photo that you saw that we went and took, my mother was very much in charge of her life, and watching her get dolled up and pretty, and knowing she was in her last days, and to say, I'm going to make sure that you don't have to worry about anything, that the funeral is paid for, taken care of, which my family, she did that years ago. But I even want to make sure that we have this photo shoot, and I still can smile in this photo, knowing that at any moment, at any time, we all know we can die, but it's different when you're in stage 4 lung cancer and the doctor tells you only have a few months to live. And to still smile for the photo, because she was anxious for nothing. Meaning she wasn't concerned about her transition. She wasn't concerned about what would happen on the other side. I just wanted to talk to you today. Can you live a life of truly knowing what it is to be anxious for nothing? Because when people, this is what my mother told me about being anxious and why I needed her to remind me yesterday. When people are anxious and worried, those are usually people that try to control the future, try to control everything around them, try to control. And what that demonstrates to those who have the Christian faith is that there's a lack of faith. There's a lack of faith and understanding that what's for me is for me. Understanding that he has me no matter what. Understanding that he will provide regardless. Understanding that when relationships end, great relationships end, it still was a great relationship, but he has something better for me. Understanding when money stops, that something else is coming. Understanding that when death happens, I'll see him on the other side. Understanding that no matter what, he has me. I just need just a few people to put 5 in the chat. If you understand that no matter what, God got you. Man, I praise God for having a mother that taught me that God got me. And sometimes I get confused. Sometimes I wonder, well, is it up to this job? Is it up to this contract? You're talking to somebody, y'all, I swear, every year it's a loss for me in one way or the other, and sometimes multiple losses. I'll write a book about it. Whether it's contract ending, whether it's being canceled, whether it's job after job, whether it's personal relationship, whether it's personal loss, whether it's death. Can I just tell you that despite it all, despite losing it all, and can I let you know that I'm going to lose some more? Put a 3 in the chat if you understand. If you understand that it's already been set up, that you're going to lose some more. So right now I'm recording this in my grandmother's in a twin bed that I had to, after I was doing $100,000 of payroll a month, running an award-winning business, healthcare reform kicked in, shut the business down. I had to come reestablish myself and go from millions of dollars in account back to starting all the way from scratch in 2015 in a twin bed. And then my mother was diagnosed with cancer. I went on the Bernie Sanders campaign, you know, called him out, called the campaign out. Even if I knew there would be backlash, because there's something about principle and a lot of us don't have it. But you know how you get principle? You get principle by knowing that when you're standing on righteousness, when you're standing what's on right, I have no reason to be anxious for nothing. So I just want to encourage you today that whatever it is you're going through, whatever it is you're worried about, whatever it is that people like to control your mind and your spirit and manipulate you and gaslight you and make you think, well, if I don't do this, then I won't have this. If I don't conform to this, then I won't have this. And if I don't do this in that relationship, this person gonna stop doing this. Can I just let you know that God got you? Can you just have a little bit of faith? The Bible says a faith of a mustard seed, to know that no matter what, he has you. And our greatest, the thing we should be really, I think one of the things that helps me a lot is I don't have ambition for being the most popular person on the internet. I don't have ambition for being wealthy. I do have ambition and drive to take care of my child, my family, you know, to make sure that she has all the things that she needs and the things that I did not have. But I just don't have a drive to say whatever, do whatever for clicks, likes, do whatever I have to do to be involved, do whatever. I'm grateful that I have peace of mind. And people that suffer with anxiety and depression don't have peace of mind because their mind is constantly talking. They can't shut it off. And I'm not diminishing that at all, because it is a real disease that people have to take medication for, that people have to go through therapy for. And again, I have friends who suffer with that and have given me a lot of information that I did not know about the disease. Matter of fact, a very close friend of mine who struggles with depression was the one that was able to lift me up when I needed lifting up the other day and had to remind me, Teslin, this ain't that. I know you've been through a lot, but this ain't that. God got you. I said, you know what? You sure right. God got me. And so you just have to remind yourself, and I know that's very simple, and I know those words don't always resonate, and I know it seems very cliche, and I know that, you know, we hear it a lot and you don't feel it because you feel forgotten about. How did he forget about me? Surely he knows what I'm going through. Surely he sees what I'm going through. Surely, God, are you not seeing this? Why are you? Job said the same thing. Why are you not speaking to me? Why are you not intervening? Why are you not stepping in? Why are you not? Why didn't you stop this from happening? Why did you allow that to happen? Are you not seeing that I'm still moving according to your purpose and your will? I know what that feels like to have those conversations and to ask, are you sure you're there, God? Because it don't always feel like it. But faith is the evidence of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So you're not always going to see what's ahead, what's around the corner. And that's where anxiety kicks in for a lot of people, because they need to be able to see what's around the corner. Oh, you know, I'm a planner. I like to know. It they're uncomfortable just walking in faith. They're uncomfortable of just saying, I'm just going to walk in this water, and I just know that if I drown, he's going to pull me up. I'm uncomfortable. I don't know. I can't stand on this particular rock because I don't know if it's stable. I can't stand on this particular sand because I don't know if it's quicksand. See, there's some of us that are willing to walk barefoot through the fire knowing that in the end he got me. And if I don't make it, if I don't make it, if man destroys me or what he believes to destroy me, my soul shall rest. Can I say that again for those of you that are worried about soul business? See, some of y'all worried about human business, man business. But can I talk to you? The reason why I'm able to plan my funeral and buy my plot and a lot of the, oh man, I can't believe you doing that. Oh, don't speak on death. Oh, no, no, no. See, I was raised by women. We welcome it because my soul shall rest. I'm all right with standing before the elders. I'm all right with the question when the question will be asked. What did you do for the least of these? I'm okay. I don't do everything perfect, but I'm okay to know that the righteousness and justice matters, whether it happens in my lifetime or not. I'm okay with knowing that no, Tesla, you did use your platform to speak up for those that can't speak for themselves. Even if nobody's listening, even if the platform ain't big as everybody else, even if it don't, you don't like it, even though, no, it's okay. My soul shall rest. So I'm just grateful to be raised by a woman that really gave me good soul food for the soul. And I'm not talking about yams and cabbage and tomatoes and gumbo. I'm talking about soul food.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And so I thought I would share that with you because many have not had the opportunity to have somebody in your life, or have somebody now in your life to just remind you that God got you. And so I don't want to take that for granted on this Easter Sunday. I know somebody, I'm looking at people in the chat, somebody needed to hear this message. At 8:47 this morning, when people tap in, 7:47 Central Time, 5:47 California Time. And I have enough wisdom to know that when somebody clicks my live this early, they needed to hear it. It was something that they needed to hear. It was something. Somebody is anxious now. Somebody didn't sleep well now. And I'm looking at people in the chat saying it was me. Somebody didn't have a good night rest last night. Somebody needed to say, let me see what she over there talking about. Let me see if it's something, your energy, your spirit pulled you in. So can I remind you, for those that needed to hear this, that God got you? Yeah, it's 5:47 in Cali time. And you know, if you come into this live, you know, every now and then I give a little bit of straightening, but you know, if you come to this live, you come in looking for information. So anybody that's clicking on my live at 5 a.m. in the morning on a Sunday morning, oh yeah, you came looking for some inspiration. You can't, somebody needed to tell you that God got you. Because you ain't clicking this early. Somebody in your household didn't remind you. Maybe you don't have a friend that didn't remind you. Maybe you don't have people in your life to remind you. But no worries, baby. I'm here to let you know God got you. If don't nobody else, God got you. Man, I had such a wonderful day last day. Shout out to the homies in the building. Man, I had such a wonderful time yesterday. It's so good to be around some real ones. I know y'all may not appreciate people who I affiliate with, day ones that have been down with me since the very beginning. But man, in the world that I'm in the industry that I'm in, faking politicians get to say, they live by a different code. These people in this business get to say whatever and do something on the back end and say this on the front end. Ain't no consequences, no repercussion. You just get to just live however. So it just felt good to me just to be around the old code. Put a two in the chat if you know what I'm talking about. Just to be around old law. Just to be around where it mattered who you are. It mattered what you said. The messenger mattered. You didn't get to just step up and just go to anybody's function. We call it a function. You couldn't just step up and go to anybody's function and just come with a good message because you're making a good point. No. It mattered who you were. It mattered who before we hear anything out your mouth. Who are you and where are you from? Don't you notice where the homies? And I know y'all say, oh man, she talking about that. But it's some lessons y'all can learn in this G shit a little bit. And it's something to matter. The first thing to ask is, where are you from, homie? Where are you from? And Pharaoh asked Moses the same question. Who are you? And God even said, Moses, tell them I am sent you. He said, who should I say sent me? Tell them I am sent you. See, the messenger matters. The messenger matters. I don't care what they telling you. The messenger matters. But that's Old Testament law, though. That's that old law. The street goes by there, too. Eye for an eye, two for two. The street is more in line with the Old Testament. Who are you? You know, in the Bible, when they say, I'm the son of Abraham. I am the son of this person. I am the daughter of this person. See, it mattered when you walked into the room. You didn't just get to pop off whatever you want. I am the daughter of, the son of. Do y'all know what I'm talking about? Who sent you? Or like the homies say, where you from? So a lot of you who are looking to cling on to anything tells me that there's not enough. You don't have enough good messengers in your life. Plenty good messages you hear on this internet, but you're missing the messengers. The messenger matters. The messenger matters. Oh man, for sure. King Clipperhand said, who your G's are matter, who you came under matter, all of that matters. All of it. The lineage matters. And the Bible agrees with it as well. That's why you see constantly the son of Abraham, the son of Jacob, the son of. They're constantly identifying themselves as who they are and who sent them. Tell them you are the son of God. Not that you just got a good message about what you need to do with your life and how you need to fix your life and who, you know, Jesus had plenty of good men. They said, tell them you are the son of God. Because the messenger, who it was, mattered. So I just thought I would share with you my mother's words that have guided me through so many ups and downs and loss and has allowed me to walk away with my head held high. Or sometimes not walk away. Some things walked away from me. Some things I lost. But she has always reminded me to be anxious for nothing. And for those of you that recall the Footprints poem where they show when you're walking by yourself and Christ is walking with you and there's times where he'll pick you up where you can't hold yourself. And I thank God for having people in my life that remind me always, Teslin, you're going to be all right. There's some people I just call just to say, Teslin, you're going to be all right. But when they don't answer the phone, when I can't get that human connection, the Holy Spirit reminds me to be anxious for nothing. And so I hope you found this helpful today as you are preparing maybe possibly to go to church, maybe not. Maybe you're at home today. But I just needed you to know that I appreciate your support. I appreciate your love. I appreciate you sending healing energy. I appreciate you rooting and cheering for us. You're not rooting and cheering for me. You're rooting and cheering for us. I know you don't have the opportunity to have a platform for people to be able to hear what you have to say. You know, it's real easy for people to say, well, why don't you say, well, people got to be able to hear what I'm saying. The platform has to be big enough. I can say stuff all day long, but that doesn't mean that people hear it. So for those of you that believe in the things that I say, but maybe, you know, you don't have the platform for people to hear it, but you saying, keep going, homegirl, keep going. That's why I had to fly in and come to the funeral, because, man, if didn't nobody rock with me heavy, that man did. I had to get up and say it at the funeral. He rocked with me so heavy. Tez, keep going. Tez, keep pushing. Keep your foot on the gas. Keep moving. Don't stop. It's when the homies tell me, sis, we appreciate you. A lot of you would look at it. I posted a lot of the pictures we took yesterday. Yeah, I know it. I know you don't agree with it. But can I just tell you, they the ones that tell me, Tez, keep going. The fact that you come here and you hang with us and you sit down and ask us how we doing. I'll show you. Show you that quickly. I know a lot of y'all don't get them. I know a lot of y'all well, why you standing next to them? Because if I don't stand next to him, who will? Don't let these people in politics confuse you that they so connected and they know and they, no, these people met these people in passing. These are people I grew up with. I can't deny them. They're depending on me to still come and chop it up. Hey, brother, how you doing? How you feeling? What's going on in your life? How your mama doing? Hey, homie, tell me, you just open up your weed dispensary and tell me the problem. Man, I learned so much yesterday. Tez, well, you know, they taxing me $4,000 a month. Tez, they charging this. The growers are doing this. The growers are doing that. Like, sit down and have a conversation. When the last time you went to a function? Y'all love talking about the barbecue and who invited to the barbecue and not barbecue. You ain't been in no function. I bet they invited you to NAN function. Y'all don't even know what the function is. Who really walking among the people for real? Who going out their way? Shout out to Killer Mike, man. It meant everything when I FaceTime him to talk to the homies. It meant everything. They were so excited. Killer Mike, you taking time? Yeah, that's the kind of that's how he get down. Yeah, I like to show up in the park, pour out a little liquor for the homie. That's how I do. So I don't know. So don't y'all get confused when y'all sit up here with listening to these commentators about how connected they are. They met y'all in their job. They met y'all through this industry. I've been knowing you. I know exactly who you are from the start because I was right there with you. And it is a difference for those who know what I'm talking about. And that's why they can sit around me comfortably knowing that's the home girl. So I love y'all. Wanted to put this out here just for those who are anxious and let you know I worry too, baby. I worry too. I worry, am I going to be able to take care of my child? You know, she's a junior now. She's going into her senior year. I worry, am I going to be able to, you know, feed her? Am I going to be able to make sure her dad is, I'm not alone in this, just so you know. She has a great father. You guys know that all the time. But still, as a mother, I'm still always wondering, okay, but am I going to be able to make sure that it's good? Because that's what real mamas do. They make sure. If nothing else, am I going to be able to, is she going to be able to go to the college of her choice? Am I going to be able to afford that? Does that mean I got to sell my soul? Do it mean I got to sacrifice my principles for it? Oh, surely, God, you can't mean that. Does it mean that I have to do something that I don't want to do in order to get to the top? Surely, God, you can't mean that. I'm just going to believe in you. I'm just going to believe that you said be anxious for nothing.
I'm just going to stand on righteousness and believe that you can still take care of me and mine and my family, and I not have to sacrifice who I am and what I believe in. I'm just going to believe you. And through the lost contracts and the lost opportunities, everybody laughed at BNC. Oh, man, BNC, oh, they went bankrupt. They should have did better. Well, what y'all didn't know was 200-300 of us lost opportunity. And an opportunity was lost of me being able to talk about unapologetic black issues. And, yeah, everything that's going on right now with Puff is fucked up. And I don't condone anything if any of those allegations are true. But can I let you know that the entire news division, the show that I just started, the whole news division paused, it stopped. Several hundred employees lost their job. So as soon as we get Tez on 10 going, it got cut under our feet from something that had nothing to do with us. Man, God show, boy, he tests me in every way. Just when you say, man, this is going to be an opportunity to build and grow and black owned and, you know, be able to get the message out. I know it's not as popular as entertainment. I know it's not as popular as saying things, you know, to get people to click and like. And I know that shitting on black people and talking about how we're terrible and how we need to get it together and we ain't shit. I know that's going to get more clicks and more views and more support and more people are going to say, oh, man, she made a point. I get that. But God, I just have to believe. I have to believe that you're going to make a place for us. I have to believe that loving on us matters. I have to believe that your people who have suffered oppression in this country for over 400 years, I have to believe that you can still make space for those of us that love us unconditionally, unapologetic love. I have to believe it.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
They say when two are joined together and agree that those things can be made. And so I'm just asking you just to agree with me that God got us. He got us. That's it. That's all. And you got to tell yourself that all the time, by the way. It's not just a one-time thing and move on. You have to constantly, every time that insecurity comes out, every time, you know, you think something, you have to tell yourself over and over and over and over, God got me, God got me, God got me, God got me. Don't feel crazy. Don't feel dumb. Tell yourself he got you. You're not gaslighting yourself. You're not hyping yourself up. You're exercising your faith. He also has to know that you know that he got you. Praises up. Blessings come down. He has to know. That's why when I be preaching to y'all, I'm preaching to myself. He got to know that when we're praising him, that we hear that despite it all, we hear you. Despite it all, I'm still going to stand on business. Y'all love saying stand on business, but a lot of folks ain't stand on business. Despite it all, I'm still going to stand on righteousness. And righteousness does not mean perfection. It means standing on what's right and what's just and what's true. And sin, and you can be a sinful person and still do that, by the way. Nobody's asking you to be perfect. So keep on pushing. Like I tell y'all, push the line politics until something happens. I hope I have good news for you next week on some things that I'm working on. I am praying that it goes through because if it does, it's going to open up another opportunity that I can meet with you one on one, hang with you, touch you, love on you, maybe have a drink with you. And so I'm praying that that is God's will. Thank you so much for listening to Straight Shot No Chaser, guys. If you have not subscribed to my podcast, please do. Even if you don't listen every week, just hit follow. It does help. And because of the type of work that I do, I have to work. I have to spread a big, big, big net, you know, because I'm not saying the things that, you know, easy to get a million followers overnight. That you guys follow me. Put a 3 in the chat if you can hear me. Because I just got a phone call and I think it went out and I'm actually recording. My producer have to edit this. I want to make sure you can still. Okay, great. I just got a call and it interrupts the live. So anyway, guys, make sure, shout out. Hey, can y'all show some love to Marcellus in the building? Y'all show some love to Marcellus in the building. Let me tag him at the bottom. This is, for those of you who've been following my work, Marcellus, we met through Instagram, and he would always talk about him being an Uber driver. And, you know, he, is so instrumental, guys. Every week, Marcellus is gathering 20, 30 stories from Page News every week. Young man, you know, works Uber Eats and, you know, works other jobs trying to get ahead. And he always say, Tez, I can't wait. I've hired him part time. And he always say, you know, Tez, I can't wait to work full time for my people. And so these are the things, guys. These are the things that are important to me. People don't have to get it. But it's important to me that a young man can say, Tesla, I want to do more for my people, but I just need an opportunity. And I pay him out of my pocket. And it's not much, but I'm really trying to create opportunities so that I can hire him full time. I'm really trying to create influence. So I, like yesterday, I can sit in the park with the homies and he say, man, they texting me to death, Tez. Can you, cause it means something to watch one of my homeboys who used to sell weed illegally now sell it legal and saying, Tez, I'm just trying to stay in the game. They trying to take us out the game. Is there anything you can do? So I said, hey, homie, why don't you give me a string. I don't even smoke weed, but I'm like, let's get Tesla so I can give some niggas a smoke on. Since I do bring the smoke, it only makes sense that give me a string of some weed or something. Let's promote it. Let's take this show on the road. Let's do what need to be done. What can I do to help you stay in business, big homie? Like that's the least I can do for having to walk through these streets and walk up and down the neighborhood and you have my back. And when they said, even yesterday when he said, Tesla, don't, I'll let you know when to come to the park, because I know the youngest might be on some bullshit and I want to make sure that you taken care of. I want to make sure you straight. So you let me know when you headed that way, because when you that way, the homie's going to be around you to make sure you straight. Man, God be the glory. That's the type of love that I get that you don't get in these industry spaces. So I need you guys to touch and agree, because there's a lot going on that I don't share and never will share because it ain't for you to know. But there's a lot going on. And I need to make sure that the opportunities that people are depending on me. People are really literally depending on me. So that's where the anxiety comes from. Okay, God, are you sure? Are you there? And he just has to remind me, my mom has to remind me, be anxious for nothing. This is who I was talking about that got the weed dispensary. For those who are listening on the podcast, I'm sharing a picture of who got the weed dispensary. I watched this man sell weed my whole life, dope too. He'll tell you that. And finally, doing it the legal way. He depended on me to have access to these platforms so people can hear what I'm saying. He's dependent on me to have access to leaders so they can hear what I'm saying. It's dependent on me. And these brothers, whether you like it or not, yeah, I grew up in a Piru hood. That's what it is. Day ones. That's depending on me to show up and care about what they have to say. And I make no apologies for it. And my counterparts would never. And that's what separates those who you listening to with these good messages but never in the trenches. To hear or care about what you're going through. It would be so much easier and much more lucrative for me to get on TV and judge them and talk about them and say how they ain't shit and talk about how they need to do this and need to do that. All the men in that picture are working men, by the way. No, their life ain't always been on the straight and narrow, but they ain't no different than President Trump that got 91 charges. So let's talk about that part. The white man in America can walk around with 91 charges and tell the judge, fuck your gag order and move around and ain't got to worry about being arrested. Don't have to worry about, no sexual assault case. Don't have to worry about none of it. So, and until they deal with what we deal with, I'm just going to go ahead and ride with the homies. Yeah, I'm not going to get up here on TV and talk about what we need to be doing. First of all, let's talk about what y'all need to be doing. Let's talk about the 400 years of oppression. Let's talk about how y'all done raped, robbed, and pillaged every country in this world. Global gangsters. So no, I have no patience for those that have the audacity to go sit among white folks and talk about how we need to do better. I had plenty of that type of conversation yesterday in the park. We can talk about that in the park between you and I. We can talk about what need to be done and how you need to. It's not that I don't have those conversations, but I damn sure ain't finna say it on no Fox News. You out of pocket and out of line. And that's it and that's all. And we can just have a fundamental cycle, just fundamental ideology disagreement on that. And I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. Not as long as they the biggest gangsters in the world. Not as long as you done stole countries and put people in famine. Not as long as you over there murdering innocent babies. Hell no, no. So I won't be saying, well, by the way, what black people need to be doing, not on no major platform, I'm not. I have the conversation with the homies one-on-one every day. It ain't a day to go by. But you know why they listen to me? Because I'm having a conversation with them. I'm not using them as some click and view to belittle them. I'm telling them, you, baby, you can do better. Don't give up, homie. Let's figure it out. How can I help you? That's the difference. So stand on me, guys. Stand with me. Stand on business with me. Don't just say, don't root for me. I need you to stand beside me. Can three people in the chat, can you just let me know three that you rocking with me? Rock with me. Rock with Marcella. Support what it is that we doing. Because it really do take us for real, y'all. The people that talk against us, they got way more followers. They do. They just do. We sit back and say, well, Tez, I don't want to pump you up because I don't want to look like I'm kissing your ass. I don't want to pump you up. No, it's not about pumping me up. Like, we need an army, y'all, for real. We need 300 of us. We need 300 of us that unapologetically stand on what we talking about and not be afraid. Don't worry about lifting me up because I'm willing to die for you. I'm willing to die for the cause. So you can't click a like. You can't do a share. Can we grow this platform organically? Marcel is depending on you. This is a young man in his 20s that's depending on you. I need to be able to hire him full time. So guys, please support what I do. Don't take anything that I'm doing for granted. I can be doing something one day and not the next. The people in charge are always watching. Please support Front Page News. I got two people that I pay to help me with that, and they depend on that every week. They depend on that. So can y'all support Front Page News, please, and not take it for granted? Because it can be taken from me at any time. Can you support Tez on 10 and don't take it for granted? We see that that's falling, crumbling because of Diddy's actions. Can you support the podcast by just clicking subscribe? You don't have to listen every week. I get it. I know y'all busy. But just click subscribe. Have a new show out called Tap In with Tez. partnered with Chris Gotti. We on like episode 7. That's new on YouTube. Can you just click subscribe, y'all? I need your help, and I need you to tell 5 people, because I'm not shitting on you. I'm not going to have 100s of thousands of people that's going to run over here. It's going to be much harder to get the army of Gideon. I'm not going to have 10,000, but I do need 300. I love y'all. Enjoy this Easter, whatever you do with your family. Hug on them, love on them. Had a chance hug on my 90, should be 93 in a couple of weeks. Such a blessing. Let me show that photo before I get out of here. And I just hope I can look like this at 93. She got a few wrinkles, but everybody, this is 93. Sweetest woman I know. My only living grandparent. So I love you guys. I really do. Can you do that for me today? Subscribe to the podcast. Jump in the front page news. Any front page news segment you see, and just say, Tez, and we support what you're doing. And just stay locked in and ask 5 friends to come over. Because it's critical, guys. I don't ask you to do this all the time. So if I'm telling you, I don't think I've ever asked you to do this pretty much for the most part. So if I'm telling you, read between the lines. It's important that you do this now. And like the old folks say, you'll understand by and by. Love y'all. Love y'all. Peace.
If you like what you heard on Straight Shot No Chaser, please subscribe and drop a 5-star review and tell a friend. Straight Shot No Chaser is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. I'm Teslin Figaro, and I'd like to thank our producer, editor, mixer, Dwayne Crawford, and our executive producer, Charlamagne Tha God. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask 2 people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hills and Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, like, yeah. Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there. I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals.
Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.